Welcome back, friends. Before we begin, I invite you to quiet yourself wherever you are. This is not a prayer to rush through. It is meant to be received. Many have found these words deeply consoling, not because they remove every burden, but because they gently place us back into the presence of God, where burdens are no longer carried alone. As you listen or as you pray along, allow the words to settle. Do not strain to understand every line. Simply remain attentive. The Lord knows how to meet you here. Let us begin. A parent's prayer for children's faith. My heartfelt prayer tonight is for every member of my family to find Jesus while there is still time. Heavenly Father, you see every face that passes through my mind as I whisper these words. You see the ones I love more than life itself. You know their stories, you know their secrets, you know the battles they fight that I will never fully understand. And you know how my heart aches when I think about where they stand with you. Nothing weighs on me quite like wondering if my family will find you before it's too late. Father, I bring each one to you tonight, the ones who once walked close to you but drifted, the ones who have never really known you but smile and say they are fine, the ones who say they believe but feel so far away and so shut down inside, the ones who are angry, the ones who are hurting, the ones who are just tired and numb. You see them all. You love them more than I do. You gave your son for them. Lord, when I look at their lives, I feel both love and fear. I see the choices they make. I see the paths they are on. I see the pain they carry, the confusion they face, the lies they have believed. Sometimes I feel hopeless. I cannot change their hearts. I cannot open their eyes. I cannot save their souls. Only you can do that. Only your spirit can reach the places I cannot touch. So I come to you tonight with open hands. I lay each loved one at your feet. I place their past in your mercy. I place their present in your care. I place their future in your hands. I ask you, Jesus, to move in their hearts in ways they cannot ignore. Speak to them in the quiet of the night. Stir them when their world grows silent and their thoughts grow loud. Let them feel the tug of eternity deep in their souls. Where there is fear, Lord, gently plant courage. Where there is pride, plant humility. Where there is shame, plant forgiveness. Where there is emptiness, plant your love. Where there is confusion, plant your truth. Where there is hardness, plant a heart of flesh that can fill you again. Father, I ask you to surround my family with your light. Put people in their path who love you and are not afraid to speak of you. Let songs, sermons, scriptures, and small conversations become seeds that take root. Let even their pain become a doorway that leads them to cry out for you. Use every joy and every tear to point their hearts to Jesus. When they feel alone, let them sense your nearness. When they feel strong, remind them that every breath is a gift from you. When they feel lost, let them remember something they once heard about your grace. When they are tempted, give them a way out and a heart that wants to take it. Lord, guard them from the enemy who wants to blind and destroy. Break every chain that holds them. Break the lies that tell them they do not need you. Break the patterns that keep them far from your peace. Open doors no one else can open. Close doors that lead them further into darkness. And as you work in them, work in me too. Help me not to preach at them in fear, but to love them in faith. Let my words be gentle and full of grace. Let my life be a quiet picture of your peace, so that when they look at me, they see a heart held by you. Help me to know when to speak and when to be silent, when to step in and when to step back, when to simply pray and trust. Lord, I confess the worry I carry. Sometimes I lie awake at night and feel like time is slipping away. Calm my racing thoughts. Remind me that you are not slow and you are never late. Your timing is perfect. Even when my heart feels impatient, you have been faithful to me through every season, and I believe you'll be faithful to my family as well. So tonight, I place them all in your loving hands again. I choose trust over panic. I choose faith over fear, and I choose prayer over trying to control. I surrender what I cannot fix to the one who can do all things. Draw my family to Jesus while there is still time. Let there be a day when we stand together in your presence, redeemed, restored, and whole. Until that day comes, keep my hope alive, my prayer steady, and my heart at rest in you. I thank you in advance for what you are already doing, even in the places I cannot see. I rest in your love, your power, and your perfect heart for every member of my family. So in concluding, take a moment before moving on and let this prayer remain with you. If something in these words stirred your heart, return to it later. These prayers often unfold over time, speaking differently as our circumstances change, yet always drawing us closer to the same truth. The peace offered here is real, even if it feels quiet or small at first. Stay with it. Let it take root. Thank you for praying with me. Till the next time. Fides. Adratio.